Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
This season has been an unprecedented time, and because of COVID-19, many of us are taking new steps of faith with jobs, relationships, dreams, and projects the Lord has placed on our hearts. With this in mind, I'd like to ask you a question today, my friend. When you're restarting, taking a new step in your life, are you focused first and foremost on the goal you're trying to reach, or on the one who makes every accomplishment possible? The Bible encourages us, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew 6:33. First means before, most important, or in the beginning. The Greek word for beginning is proton. The proton is a particle located at the center of an atom. We also call the atom center the nucleus, and it's interesting to note that it has a positive charge. The Creator always precedes creation. He's the one who is the beginning, but also the end. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Revelation 22:13. Think about what you put first in your life, what you place first in your days. Do you act as if God is truly in first place in your relationships, in your family life, in your dreams and plans, in the way you treat yourself? The fact is that Christ is the divine proton, the center, the nucleus around which our lives must be centered. He creates the positive energy our lives need. The Bible says that He is the God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Romans 4:17. This is how God proceeds in our lives. When He speaks, all of creation immediately begins moving to obey Him. When we place God before everything else, we authorize Him to create things in our lives that do not exist and to call things into existence that are not. My friend, I encourage you to put God at the beginning of everything you do and desire. May He be the center of your being and the center of your dreams, the center of your plans. I invite you to pray with me. Lord, I choose to give You the first place in my life as Lord of everything. As soon as I get up, may my thoughts turn to You so that I may be able to trust You with all the rest. You know my dreams and my plans. From this day forward, I yield to You and give You first place so that You can fully act in my life. I choose to seek first Your kingdom and Your righteousness. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.